It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joining me on the Big K Morning Show is one of the most prominent, visible people who have been fighting for equal rights for decades, Tim Stevens, who is the chairman of the Black Empowerment and Political Empowerment Project, better known as BPEP, former president of the NC, and I almost said NCAA, Tim.
That's happened more than once.
NAACP. How you doing, my friend? Good morning.
I'm reasonable. I'm a little sluggish here. I had to take my son to the airport at 5:15 in the morning. Or
oh, Lord.
4:45 in the morning, actually. But anyway, we're here.
Well, I hope you had a good Father's Day. And I appreciate
it. He surprised me. Came in Friday night. Surprised me. We had a great weekend. Thank
good.
You.
And we just talked to William B. Marshall, and thanks for making the connection. And one of the things that he made certain at the end of our conversation was the fact that Juneteenth is an American holiday. It's not just a Black holiday. Obviously, that resonates with you. You've fought your whole career to try to level the playing field. And how far have we come, and how far do we need to go in this town?
Well, there's obviously a lot of work to be done. A week ago today, we had our 12th annual Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable initiative of BPEP, Black Political Empowerment Project at Duquesne University. And it deals specifically with conditions of Black workers, Black employees, and Black entrepreneurs. It's aimed at increasing the employment, retention, promotion of African Americans from entry level to the C-suite, and again, support for African American entrepreneurs. Our feeling is, and you know, B. Marshall's organization is called Stop the Violence. It coordinates Juneteenth. Well, one of our initiatives is the Greater Pittsburgh Coalition is Violence at BPEP, and out of that came the Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable, because our feeling is that if more Blacks are employed, retained, promoted, and the Black entrepreneurs are supported, the violence in our community will subside. I call it a mathematical equation. And our theme this year with the conference a week ago at Duquesne University, Powers in the Ballroom, was the new challenges for diversity, equity, and inclusion brought about by the June 29th, 2003 decision of the Supreme Court that impacted negatively affirmative action with universities and colleges. Our concern was, our theme was confronting new challenges for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our theme of the Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable was that the June 29th decision of a year ago would be utilized by some in our nation, far beyond universities and colleges, to impact diversity, equity, and inclusion. And as you, if you watch cable news at all, the last year or so, you will notice that programs, some entities across this country, companies, corporations, and others are beginning to dismantle their weaken their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. They're beginning to eliminate the position of the director for the program, or just negatively undermine this initiative. And we have, the truth of the matter, the slavery thing, I know people get tired of hearing about it. I get tired of talking about it. We've not, as Black people, we've never gotten over freedom, or not freedom, but we've never gotten over slavery in this nation, and we're still impacted by that and the decisions created by legal entities, corporate entities, or whatever, that have denied Black people entry into the system at the same level of access that white people have or others. And that remains to be. That's why we continue to fight.
Where have we made some progress, in your opinion, in this town? Obviously, we have a African-American mayor. That's a step.
That is a historic step. And yesterday at Bethlehem Church, where I'm a member and trustee of the Electronic Keyboards, beside wonderful organist in the home, we had a white bishop actually speak in the morning service to the issue of Juneteenth and its importance locally and across the country. In the afternoon, we had our bishop, Aronis McLeod, speak. But that is a progress into itself, where we have a white bishop, and I'm looking right at him. Forgive me, I can't think of his name. Where he spoke passionately about the importance of Juneteenth, the importance of liberation of black people, the importance of equal opportunity for all. And we had a number of white attendees at our Juneteenth celebration yesterday morning at 11 in the Hill District of Bethel Church. Even something of that nature, we've had reparations movement for Bethel Church led by our minister, Reverend Del Snyder, where about 10 churches have joined with Bethel, promoting the importance of the reparations movement in Pittsburgh with Bethel, where Bethel was torn down back during the URA days, where they disrupted the Lower Hill District and moved thousands of black people out of the Lower Hill. And our church, which stood next to the Catholic Church in the Hill District, which still stands, our church was torn down, and we worked out a situation with Penguins in the city where there are some reparations coming in terms of restoring territory that we owned down in the Lower Hill on that 28 acres where the PPG was torn down. And we're actually working with the Penguins on a piece of property that has been offered and a building that will be going up in that area. We certainly have people in our city that are in key positions, but I was talking to one of our members of the Corporate Equity Inclusion Roundtable who was retired, but he said back in the day when he worked at a corporation that there seemed to be more blacks in executive positions than there are now, that we're back in the 70s. We've actually somewhat reversed in that arena. We do have some sensitive corporate leaders who, in foundations, who are attempting to face the issue of the schism between white and black people in the city in terms of economic progress and employment. And that is not going away. That's why we have to fight our efforts we've created. I'll tell you where we had a major deal on February 28th, 2023. The Penguins, the Pirates, and the Steelers adopted our Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable playbook. And the Allegheny Conference has recently agreed that they will be sharing our playbook along with a pirate-produced video with all the 300 corporations in Pittsburgh that they work with, the Allegheny Conference Community Development. The president of the Steelers, Art Rooney II, we showed at the conference last week a video that the Steelers has produced. That video will go across the country with our national model of the playbook for diversity, equity, inclusion from the Corporate Equity Inclusion Roundtable. So there's some movement there.
Well, that's
good. Penguins have created an implementation model that will also go with those documents across Pittsburgh and the nation.
Well, Tim, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Again, I appreciate the work you've done for decades in this town to make it a better place. Chairman of BPEP, Tim Stevens, and got a few texts from people that said Tim's also a great and talented artist. a singer and musician. So,
thank you very much.
All right, Tim. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay cool. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, and take us with you wherever you go. You can also watch the KDK Radio goings-on in the studio with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch, KDK Radio live stream. You'll see, for instance, Paul Raspis in all his glory.
Jeez.
Oh, man, I wish I could share every text I get during the course of one radio show. It's unbelievable. But one text I got yesterday was from you that I found very intriguing. So the New York Post puts out, you won't believe, a six-hour drive from New York, obviously, is the most affordable place to live in the United States. I guess big cities, right?
They're talking about housing prices specifically.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's us.
Yep.
In Pittsburgh. So we're on the top of another list. In this case, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's almost 100 cities in 8 different countries, all, you know, with advanced economies. So we're not, you know, we're not comparing apples to oranges here. It's
right.
You know, the UK's in the list. Hong Kong, China.
China.
Oh, here we go.
China.
So, yeah, the article is kind of flattering. I mean, they say some nice things about the city, but what I find interesting, at least, you know, is that even here, though, we're still having conversations about how unaffordable housing can be.
Right.
I know Marty's brought it up, you know, at least, I don't know, weekly. It seems almost weekly we'll, you know, have some kind of feedback on that. The housing market here is, it's amazing to me that the values that are here. And I think, you know, just like in my own neighborhood, for example, if there is a listing in my neighborhood, it's under contract within hours. Houses are and condominiums up where I'm going, it just faster than you can imagine.
Well, I love the headline from the New York Post. This quirky city, 6 hours from NYC, has been ranked the most affordable in the country. But would you live there? Well, if you've met anyone that's from New York, they think the universe begins there.
And so, ends there.
Yeah, so it not necessarily, but a median house price, what, $274,900?
Just under $275,000. And I would have to say, too, that I've been to New York a few times. I like the size of Pittsburgh. I think it's a wonderfully big city without all those big city problems that you see in places like New York.
Well, here's what they say about us. The mostly former steel town, I mean, that was 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get over it. Remains comfortable with its blue-collar roots while also leaning into a uniquely quirky, artsy heritage. It's the birthplace of Andy Warhol and a training ground for a young Keith Haring, home of Fred Mr. Rogers, and the backdrop of the 1980s Gauzy Dream Team, Teen Dream Flashdance. Wow. It's a walkable, dense, and dynamic city. Big city that lives like a small town. That's us.
Which, by the way, Flashdance, when you mention that, I always think...
I know what you're going with.
...of the officer directing traffic. I've forgotten his name. I wish I could remember.
Vic Sianca.
Oh, man, what a great scene.
This guy made candy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Camera. They actually fashioned a character after him at MGM Studios, now called Hollywood Studios, down in Walt Disney World, Florida. And I had him on my TV show once. And he would direct traffic like he was conducting an orchestra.
It was just beautiful to watch.
It actually was. But anyway, suffice to say, Pittsburgh is affordable unless you can't afford it. Then it doesn't matter where.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Marty's right. You try to get a young family to buy a decent house and find one that's decent enough where you are comfortable living and can afford. Imagine anywhere else but here if we're the most affordable city to do that.
Well, I know that entry-level homes now in some markets in California are around $1 million to start. That's incredible.
Here's the problem. I have a brother that's lived out in California in the valley for 30 years. He has a nice, it's not a big house, but it's a nice house, has a little pool, typical what you would think of in California. Now, he could make a lot more than what he bought it for. However, for him, unless he's moving back here, he can't really sell it because then he can't afford to get a house that's even comparable to that. So,
is one of the reasons why the housing market has been kind of off. People who would be downsizing are holding onto their properties right now because it is so much more expensive. They don't want the higher interest rates.
Yeah, exactly. But we are the most affordable city for housing.
We'll take it.
And earlier this morning, what a conversation with Neil Shipley. Neil is the young amateur U.S. Open, went to Central Catholic, Ohio State, who back-to-back did an incredible job of being the low amateur from the Masters and the U.S. Open. So had a chance to talk to his high school coach, who happens to be Corey O'Connor, who happens to be now the Allegheny County Controller. And it's a great conversation with a very proud former coach.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I saw a great picture you posted with your two children getting ready, the excitement of watching the Open, and one of your proteges, Neil Shipley from Mount Lebanon, went to Central and then Ohio State. Back-to-back, the low amateur, first at the Masters, now the U.S. Open. That's rarefied air.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's great. I mean, if you look at the class that he's now in with that record, there are some amazing names. I mean, one of them, the only other Ohio State graduate to do it, is a guy named Jack Nicklaus. I think most golfers have heard of him. But it's only been done a few times since 1980. So, you know, I think it's really impressive what he did. And, yeah, the kids, they were sitting behind me when he made a big birdie on 16. So I was, you know, getting a little excited. And the day before, he made, like, three birdies in a row on 8, 9, and 10. So they were... My wife was watching them clap as I was standing up yelling at the TV.
First of all, for people that don't follow a lot of golf, this is a very important, because the U.S. Open's different than a lot of others, because it's literally open to anybody, amateurs too, that can play. And so for him to back-to-back do this and accomplish this, make the cut, beat out guys like Tiger Woods, and I looked at, he was in the middle of the pack. From all those pros, too. But this is it. Now it gets serious for Neil.
It does. I mean, yeah, at one point, like you said, he was making a run. I was there Thursday morning to watch his first round, and he at one point was tied for fourth. So, you know, he can play with the best. I think he finished tied for 26. So you're right in there with the best 100-plus players in the world, as you said. So now he's going to turn pro. I believe his family told me he's headed up to an event in Canada. And now it's, you know, really pushing his game even to a further level. But he knows that he can compete with these guys. And I think that's what he really has taken away from all of this, is he believes he belongs. And I think once your mentality says, I got every shot, I can hit it, I can play with these guys, now you just push it to a whole new level. And we're excited to watch him in a number of events this upcoming year.
Corey, just to point something out, Neil was 6 over for the tournament. Brooks Koepka was 6 over, right? These are some of the best names in golf he's playing with now. He's in good company here.
Well, tell us about him, Corey.
Great, yeah.
Who is Neil Shipley? What kind of guy is he? I mean, when did you know he was really special when you coached him at Central?
So his sophomore year, he really clicked. I mean, he was on, obviously, our varsity as a freshman. Sophomore year, we made it to the Whitfield Finals, and we ended up winning the state that year. But we put Neil out in our first spot. And that's, you know, prime time with every other top golfer from every other school. And he just went out and was on cruise control. I think he made 14 straight birdies or 14 straight pars that day. And for us, it's like, okay, he likes to be the front guy and lead the team out. And I think once you got that sense, then he just threw all the pressure away. And, you know, he's such a fun guy too. When we showed up there, he had birdie number one and we're standing right on number two tee. And we just thought, oh, we're just going to wave to him. And it's me, another coach, another one of Neil's friends. We have like 6 of us and we all got Central shirts on and we're waving to him. And he walks over and he's like, hey guys, you really drove a long way and gave us a fist bump. And our one coach likes to eat fast food, and Neil is now sponsored by Arby's. So he looked at the coach and said, hey, I got good news. I got Arby's coupons. So we were all laughing, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think he was going to do something like that on the second hole. And obviously all these other people are looking like, how do you know this guy? What's wrong? Why are you guys all in matching Central shirts? But it was just, it was fun, and that's the kind of guy he is. You know, I saw this morning he posted a picture with a box of Oreos. You know, it's just, he's that kind of guy, and I think he's a crowd pleaser. And if you look at him, most of that crowd is rooting for him. You heard, you know, go Steelers, you know, 412, you know, go Ship. I think stuff like that, he can relate to everybody because, you know, he's somebody you could sit down, have a beer with, have a laugh with, and he shows emotion. You know, some of those golfers are so stone cold, doesn't really capture the crowd, but Neil gets into it, and I think a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I've gotten to know his parents, and they couldn't be more proud and excited. And as a former coach, I'm sure you're loving every minute of this too, Corey.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's, you know, you stand back there, and then, you know, you think of every shot that he hit for you in high school, and here he is making, you know, birdies at the U.S. Open when you need it. And his family was there. It was a almost like a family reunion. They had mom and dad are obviously, you know, great. Everybody knows them through the banking industry. But then, you know, we saw cousins from Jersey. They were all out and about. So it was neat to have that little contingency following him the whole day.
Corey, appreciate it. We'll have you back. We'll talk business some other time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
10 until 2. Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
My man.
Marty, I saw you were with your family, your bride, and two daughters and son. Vince, you went to the show.
West Side Story is wonderful. CLO. Well, we had them in here. It's a wonderful show.
Oh.
A lot of local.
Oh, it's a classic.
A lot of local folks acting. It was wonderful. Really was, man. Downtown was fine. No incidents. It's kind of grimy downtown.
You know what?
I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I love this town. But
I was in the Strip District on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's got a cool vibe.
Oh, man. It's unbelievable.
It's going good.
You know, this discussion about homes in Pittsburgh being so cheap. Remember, they're in the area of $300,000.
Still, yeah.
You know what you have to make? You know what you have to make a year to buy a $300,000 house? About $150,000. Who does that? Again, Raz was right. In a lot of California cities, the median home price is $922,000. The cheapest is about $7,000, but that ain't Pittsburgh. I'm just saying, man, suggesting this is so cheap.
Well.
And I challenge you to find a $300,000 house in Groovy Side or Squirrel Hill or a new home anywhere for under $6,000.
I guess the point is, if it's the most affordable city here.
Imagine what it's like everywhere else.
Right, yeah. Who's buying these homes?
No one is. And the young couples are living with their parents. Hey, man, I got to say this, and I know most people don't care, but I do. We lost one of our boys, man. Cy was one of my boys. He was one of yours. And
oh, yeah.
I found great pleasure in making fun of Cy. I would go to a lunch. One of the funniest things you would ever see in your life is a lunch with Cy Holzer and John Weinstein. It's unbelievable how they would pick on each other. You know how guys do that?
Right.
It was cool, man. He was a cool dude.
If he picked on you, that meant he liked you. If he didn't,
right.
Then nothing.
He thought I was insane, which... Duh.
Oh, yeah, he laughed. He laughed at you. And...
Really kind of broke my wife's heart because they had a really kind of a cool relationship. He used to flirt with my wife, and she flirted back, and I made fun of both of them. And he's just a good dude, Larry.
Charming. He loved this city. I didn't realize his parents were Holocaust survivors.
I didn't realize it until I see that, brother. I'm surprised. Yeah.
And then he, you know, worked his way up to be president.
Plus.
Of PNC Bank.
Yeah, fine. He was a rich guy, but he raised $200 million for Hillman. Come on, man. Who does that?
How many lives did he help impact in the positive way from the work he did?
I sent Jeff Cohen, you know, one of my close friends, a note this morning, and this is true about Cy, and this is a compliment. Larry, he loved being a big shot. You know what I'm saying? He just did, man. It was kind of cool. One of my things with him is I wanted to sit behind home plate. He's like, well, you're a celebrity. Why don't you go get your own damn tickets at a Pirate game?
Right.
So he got me tickets behind home plate. And I love them.
And then if you were on your phone, he'd text you. Get off your phone, moron.
I loved him, Larry.
I loved him, too.
Cliff Rowell, one of my neighbors, the chairman of PJ Dick, was sending out. Everybody was kind of...
It was
Chip Ganassi. A lot of big shots were texting this morning about.
I was taking a walk yesterday, and I got the word, and it just kind of hit me. Really, you know, Father's Day has two children, five grandchildren, a wife of 54 years.
I loved him, man. He was a big shot, but he was cool.
He was one of us.
He loved was being a Pittsburgh
guy,
man.
He and if it wasn't for Cy Holzer, there wouldn't be a PNC Park.
Right.
I mean, he was that instrumental.
And now regarding what we're doing today, the far, far, far left in America, including Bethany Hallam, and I like her, they have this ridiculous idea that we should enable drug users to use drugs. And there's this bizarre thing happening across the country called boffing. Boof, boff, whatever the hell it's called.
What's it called, Patrick? There.
Who knows?
Boofing.
He alleges.
Boofing.
But regardless, it's gross. And it's being supported by these far left cities. And honestly, Bethany Hallam thinks, and again, I like her, but she thinks they should give people drugs. Like fentanyl and heroin. Yeah, Patrick, you've heard her say it.
Fentanyl?
Yeah. And we got to talk about something fascinating. Speaking of prices, used car prices. What's happening to them? It's kind of crazy if you're out there looking. Cars are so damn expensive. Have you noticed this? The average price is $48,000. Average. It's crazy stuff. And Biden's damn dog bit another Secret Service agent. Come on, man. We got the best dog trainer on earth who has some advice for Biden and his damn dog.
Get Marty. All right, Marty.
Cy Holzer, man.
Cy Holzer.
I miss him today, man. I wanted
hard.
To text him to make fun of him, but I, you know, and that was kind of our thing. But
that hit hard.
He's a hell of a man. He's a big shot. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.